science fiction is really common man's predictions of what the future could possibly be. A person that is not a scientist, not a physicist, not a biologist, and not a, you know, who's thinking about tomorrow with no academic knowledge of whether these things are possible, but just laying out these scenarios, that's what science fiction is, really. And so sometimes, you know, some of those predictions come true. I mean, the way that we communicate now via satellite, cellular, wireless. It's a film about, not so much about electronic music, but it's more about the creative process that makes it possible to create art, create music, create dance, and things like that. It's a film about a person that has come back from the future to kind of give an indication of where the world is headed in terms of that field. The best scenario would probably be to find a location in space where we can still use the resources of our star, but be far enough so that the effects of the sun doesn't affect us too much. The sun is the most dangerous thing for us. The more information we get, the more, in a way, kind of powerful we become. Regulating one's power, you know, becomes even more difficult then. So how do you watch or you know, watch for someone who has the ability to be able to cause great harm? So it's going to be really hard. And I think in the far future, we probably will feel safer being away from each other. And very far, we won't be a very social animal. But I can even see now at the beginning of the century that we're showing very strong signs that we don't really want to be part of a group. In the far future, it probably won't be called music. You know, things to watch, things to listen to, things to do physically will be replaced by something else. Much more direct, much more impactful. Seemingly, it'll be simple, but behind it, of course, will be very complex, very powerful. Machines or whatever it is, but on the surface it has to be simple. Otherwise, you know, the average person won't be able to really use it.